ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमम् देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततोचयामुदीरये नष्टप्रायेष्वभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवती उत्तमश्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्टिकी। रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 10th चैप्टर 73। लॉर्ड कृष्णा ब्लेसेस द लिबरेटेड किंग्स टेक्स्ट 16। कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय हरये परमात्मने प्रणतक्लेशनाशाय गोविंदाय नमो नमः। कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय हरये परमात्मने प्रणतक्लेशनाशाय गोविंदाय नमो नमः। कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय हरये परमात्मने प्रणतक्लेशनाशाय गोविंदाय नमो नमः। वर्ड बाय वर्ड मीनिंग कृष्णाय टू कृष्णा वासुदेवाय द सन ऑफ वासुदेव हरये द सुप्रीम लॉर्ड हरि परम आत्मने द सुपर सोल प्रणत of those who have surrendered, klesha of the distress, nashaya to the destroyer, Govindaya, to Govinda. Namo Nama, repeated obeisances. Translation. Again and again, we offer our obeisances unto Lord Krishna, Hari, the son of Vasudeva. That supreme soul, Govinda, vanquishes the sufferings of all who surrender to him. Text 17. Shri Shuka Vacha, Sanstuya Mano Bhagavan, Rajabhir Mukta Bandhane, Tanaha Karunas Tat, Sharnyak Shlakshnaya Gira. Translation. Shukadeva Goswami said, thus the kings, now freed from bondage, glorified the Supreme Lord. Then, my dear Parikshit, that merciful bestower of shelter spoke to them in a gentle voice. Shri Bhagavan Vacha, Adya Prabhruti Vo Bhupa Mayatmanya Kileshavare Sudruda Jayate Bhakti Padama Shamsitam Tatha. Translation. The Supreme Personality of Godhead said, from now on, my dear kings, you will have firm devotion to me, the Supreme Self, and the Lord of all that be. I assure you, this will come to pass just as you desire. Text 19. Dishtya vyavasitam bhupa bhavantam rutabhashina shriyeshwaryam madunnaham pasya unmadakam nranam. Translation. Fortunately, you have come to the proper conclusion, my dear kings, and what you have spoken is true. I can see that human beings' lack of self-restraints, which arises from their intoxication with opulence and power, simply leads to madness. Text 20. Hayahayo nahusho veno ravano narkopare shrimadad bhraunshitaha sthanad deva daitya nareshvara. Translation and purport. Hayahay nahush vena Ravan, Narak, and many other rulers of demigods, men and demons, fell from their elevated position because of infatuation with material opulence. Purport. As described by Sridhara Swami, because Hayahaya stole the desire cow of Lord Parshuram's father, Jamadagni, Parshuram killed him and his impudent sons. Nahusha became puffed up when he temporarily assumed the post of Indra. When out of pride, Nahusha ordered some brahmanas to carry him in a palanquin to an illicit meeting with Lord Indra's chaste wife Shachi. The brahmanas made him fall down from his position and become an old man. King Vena was similarly mad, and when he insulted the brahmanas, they killed him by loud incantations of the syllable Hum. Ravana was a famous ruler of the Rakshasas, but out of lust he kidnapped Mother Sita, and thus her husband Lord Ramachandra killed him. Naraka was a ruler of the Daityas who dared to steal Mother Aditi's earrings, and for his offense he was also killed. Thus throughout history, powerful leaders have fallen from their positions because they became intoxicated with their so-called opulence. Om Ajnanati Mirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena तस्मै श्री ब्रवी नमः। श्री चैतन्य मनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूप कदा मह्यं ददाति स्वपदान्तिकं। नमो विष्णुपदाय कृष्णप्रेष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदान्त स्वामीनिति नामिने। नमस्ते सरस्वती देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेषा शून्यवादी पाश्चात्यदेशतारिणे। नमो महावदन्याय कृष्ण प्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्य नामिने गौरत्विषे नमः। हे कृष्णा करुणा सिंधु दीनबंधो जगत्पते गोपेश गोपिका कांत राधा कांत नमोस्ते। तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरि प्रिये। वांछाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिंधुभ्य च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासादि गौरभक्तवृंद। हरे कृष्णा कृष्णा हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण। सो इन दिस वर्सेस वी कैन सी दैट किंग्स हु वर इम्प्रिजन बाय जरासंध हैव बीन रिलीज नाउ after many years, and after going through so much of mental turmoil, and when they came out, they saw the Supreme Lord in front of them. And these kings are offering prayers to the Supreme Lord. They are remembering what had happened in the past, what was their position in the beginning. And because of pride becoming intoxicated with power, they were put into such a miserable situation. And during that tenure, they came to a proper conclusion. That is their great fortune, that they realized that this was their mistake. That they were intoxicated with power. They thought that this is our power. They forgot that this power is given by the Supreme Lord. They thought that this is their own. And that is the power of illusory energy. Illusory energy makes one think that he is the owner, he is the controller, and he can rule and he can order others, get things done. And that is a danger, to become illusion in such a way. When somebody is given a very responsible position. King is supposed to be the representative of demigods, Naradeva. And he has been given that position to help everyone, to uplift the consciousness of his dependents. Whatever position is given, he has been put into that position so that he facilitates everyone to upgrade their consciousness. That is the higher responsibility. So therefore, it is important to maintain the consciousness at that level. Because who is the king? Or sometimes the king is also called as Maharaj, Goswami, Shukadev, Parikshit Maharaj. He is a controller of not only the citizens and his kingdom, but he is a controller of his senses. He has control his self. And because of that strength, spiritual strength, one can help to elevate the consciousness of everyone in his kingdom. And that is a higher duty for the king. So when the person has been given a power, there are so many people following him. What makes him powerful is not how many people are following him, but how many people he is able to serve. Because ultimately that is a service he has to perform. Everyone has been given some service. Everyone's nature is to serve. Somebody can serve in a small capacity. And more the higher position one has to, one is supposed to serve in a higher capacity. So there is a subtle difference between control and serving. Somebody is controlling or serving. The consciousness makes that difference. Sometimes it may appear that a leader has so many followers, and sometimes he may appear to be in a commanding situation, position, that he may be telling his servants to do this, do that. And sometimes it is important that servants should follow the orders of his master. It doesn't make them lazy. The servant should be diligent to follow the orders of his master, and that will help him to become advanced or to make progress in spiritual life. And therefore sometimes it may be appearing that master is ordering or controlling, but if the servant takes that in a right attitude, he takes it as a service, then one will become purified. Otherwise one may think that I'm getting controlled, and that will be always thought can disturb his consciousness. So therefore, when somebody in a superior position, especially the king, he has to maintain that consciousness that he is always the servant. And it is his duty to serve. And sometimes giving the instructions or engaging them in the service, that's how they can get elevated. So these kings, they had that position as a king, but somehow they were intoxicated with that power, and they were fighting amongst themselves to become more powerful. And Lord Krishna also tells in Bhagavad Gita, that is the demonic mentality. Idam adya maya laddham imam prapsa manortham. That today I have so much of wealth and by my schemes I can double it. I can increase that. And I can become more powerful. That is the demonic mentality. One is not happy with what one has been given by the Supreme Lord. And when one gets intoxicated like that, then it is very difficult to come out of that intoxication. Unless he gets the mercy of the Supreme Lord or his bona fide representatives. So when these kings, they had become intoxicated with their power, they were inducing their citizens to fight. And sometimes when somebody in a powerful situation, they can mobilize the armies. And these innocent soldiers, they go on war thinking that our king should become victorious and are ready to lay their lives. They are ready to be killed. This is a wrong motivation. So when such people were getting killed and these kings were mobilizing them and they are fighting. And later on, when Jarasandha, he was more powerful than all of them, he came into picture. He had his higher purpose of becoming more powerful. Because he was so powerful, he had a strength of 10,000 elephants. And these kings were like just ordinary people, nothing insignificant in front of Jarasandha. And he captured them. And when they were captured, it was quite difficult for them. 20,800 kings were captured. And they were kept in a cave. Giri Droni, something, cave. Somewhere he hid them, kept them as hostages. And they were not given proper food. And you can imagine the situation there. It could be so difficult. Suddenly from the royal position of the king, and putting them in the dark cave somewhere, quite disturbing. One cannot adjust easily. It is not easy to adjust into that situation. And so many kings with them, and they were all suffering for so many years. When they were young, they had a lot of strength and they were thinking that this will go on, and we can become more victorious, we'll become more powerful. When they were young, they had that kind of illusory thinking that they will become more powerful. And gradually they were kept into that position for so many number of years. And then when they were going through that suffering, it was very torturous, mentally quite torture. They want to come out, but they can't come out. It's like a prison kind of situation, artificially created. They knew that they have some higher or liberated life outside, but they had been kept into this situation, forced to be accepting that situation of hardship, not getting enough food, proper clothing, not able to take bath, so difficult, basic necessities were deprived of. So If somebody is put into that kind of situation, one will become really insane person. And sometimes prisons are designed in that way. Prisons have been designed in such a way that one, it is meant to rectify one's conditioning. That one rectifies his mistake and becomes a good person. But sometimes the situation is such that one becomes insane. One becomes suicidal. And so many prisoners, they try to commit suicide or become more violent toward other prisoners. Because they want to become liberated, but they just can't get liberated. So, that is a very kind of hellish situation. Narak. Narakasura also has come here. So, of course, he also created hellish situation for all those princes. Therefore, he was called as Narakasura. So, such kind of hellish situation was created. And in that situation, they ultimately came to that conclusion that only Supreme Lord can save us from that condition. Because there was no communication. They did not have mobile to call somebody or write some emails. Presently, I mean, in today's hells, they are allowed, or prisons, they are allowed to communicate. But in a very, very restricted way. Everything is screen. What they are communicating, what they are doing. And it is observed that those who communicate more with the outside people, in a more positive way, they are likely to be liberated as early as possible. Because they communicate with outside people and tell that, yes, yes, we want to become good people. We don't want to suffer. We don't want to become again violent or commit crimes. So when a person really comes to that conclusion, yes, we want to become good people now. We don't want to suffer. So then only such people are freed from such condition in prison. And those who don't communicate, they mostly remain in the prison only. They get conditioned to that situation. And sometimes they are afraid of coming out because they think that outside world may be more dangerous. Here it is, at least we are getting some food, something. So one can become conditioned to any situation. But one who has developed the higher understanding, he realizes that whether this is heaven or hell, it is all prison. Whether one may be put in an A-class prison, or a B-class prison, or C-class prison, it is all prison ultimately. In A-class prison, one may get nice TV to watch, movies, or to do some play around here, there, talk with other prisoners. But still, within certain boundaries, they cannot go out of that. As soon as the day is over, again they have to come back. So, from the higher perspective, those who develop the higher understanding, they realize that even one may be put in the heavenly planets, that is also conditional life. Because in the heavenly planets, one may enjoy for certain number of years, as long as one has pious credits. And once that pious credits are over, one will be again thrown to earthly planet or some other situation. Shine punyam martha lokam vishanti. And again suffering. Birth, old age, disease and death, from one species to another. So therefore, those who develop the higher understanding, they realize that the entire existence in this mortal world is like a prison. It is not a liberated life. In today's world, everyone wants to become liberated. Children, they want to become liberated from their teachers. Right? Teachers are giving so much homework. And they are thinking that maybe we become little grown-ups. We don't have to do all these studies and homework. They want to grow very faster. They think that this is a very miserable situation. Then somebody becomes young, one thinks that, oh, now studies, so much studies. When will these studies will be over? And when I become engineer or doctor or something, then I'll be happy. When I get a lot of money, and let me get rid of these studies. So he feels that getting rid of studies is liberation. But when he comes out of that, then there is another situation. One has to work and then earn money and so much of struggle, and there is no end to that. And one keeps thinking that sometime I will become liberated from all this. So that desire to become liberated is there in everyone. But what is that liberation? That is very, very important to understand. Because what we think that is liberation may be conditioned for somebody else. And as long as we are in the material world, we get conditioned to certain situation and we think that we are liberated. So therefore it is very, very important, unless we develop the higher understanding, it is not easy to become liberated from this material world. Mukti ritva anyatha rupam swarupena vyavasthiti. Srimad Bhagavatam gives that understanding. Unless one is situated in his original constitutional position, one is not liberated. So Srimad Bhagavatam, it explains what is, how to achieve that state, how to achieve that position. So therefore these kings, when they were into that situation, they were suffering, and only thing they could do was pray to the Supreme Lord. They were intensely praying to the Supreme Lord to remove these sufferings, and they did not have any hope that somebody, someday they will be freed from that situation. But the Supreme Lord, He can hear everyone's prayers. Through the prayers, by chanting the prayers, one can reach to the Supreme Lord. From any situation. Sometimes one may think that whether my prayers are reaching to the Lord or not. Whatever I am praying, I am suffering. So much suffering am I going through, whether Lord knows or not. But Lord knows everything. It is explained that a black ant on a dark night, on a dark stone, nobody knows, but God knows. Isn't it? A black ant on a dark night, on a black stone somewhere in the forest, nobody knows whether there is a black ant on it, but God knows everything. He is Sarvagya. He knows everything. Every living entity He remembers. When somebody has fallen into this mortal world, how many lifetimes he is suffering, what is his position now, Lord knows everything. And when He sees that we are sincerely praying to Him, we want to come back to Him, we want to become good people now, then He will take our case very seriously. As long as we think that, oh, this mortal world is a nice place, let me be happy here, then he will not take that seriously. But when he sees that this soul really wants to come out of this situation, he doesn't want to be in this situation now, then the Supreme Lord will take special note. And sometimes he may come personally. That's very rare. Of course he does for special souls. But he sends his bona fide representatives. And his representatives come in different forms. Sometimes as a spiritual master, sometimes as Vaishnavas, those who come, those who go and distribute books. They are carrying the message of the Supreme Lord and giving that message to the conditioned souls that please take this book and try to understand your situation, first of all. That you are in a very miserable situation. You may think that you are enjoying, but you are in a miserable situation. Of course, they do it very carefully. Our book distributors have to be very careful. But people, if they are engrossed into that illusory happiness, it's so difficult to take them out. And we can see that how this, the illusory happiness can be so intoxicating, so alluring. And sometimes we can see that, this is a small example, that people, we see a lot of processions going on the road. So many festivals and processions are going on that they are chanting, not chanting, but singing some songs. And these are not even songs, words, but there is just music. Somebody is playing some Casio or something and some music is being played. And in front of that there are 50, 60 people are dancing. Now, what is that happiness? It is not even the song complete. There are no lyrics into that. It is just some music. Some song is played in a music form. And they think that this is the real world. And they are so engrossed, they think that, yes, this is the real song. And they imagine themselves to be into that song. And they are so engrossed that they forget that people are observing them. And they are dancing. And sometimes they are intoxicated also, materially. And they forget everything about the external world. And they get so much engrossed, they think that this is a song. And sometimes they imagine the person in the song. And they think that I am that person. And I am that the doer. I am the enjoyer. So we can see that this is just a music. But they get so much absorbed. And they think that they are actually there. And how long that song may go on? 2-3 minutes, 5 minutes. And after that suddenly the song changes. The person who is playing that, because to maintain everyone's tempo, he has to bring something new. So he has to change the song. And suddenly some other song comes. And he starts dancing more violently. Isn't it? So every time, even after 3-4 minutes, song has to change to keep them motivated to dance. And in that way the whole procession keeps moving in the front. So this is material. This is just a small example of how material happiness motivates a person. So in the spiritual world, We don't have to change the songs. There is only one song here. And that is the chanting of Hare Krishna Mahamantra. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare. We can chant this for many, many minutes and hours, and our brahmacharis can dance without getting tired. And it is not material intoxication. They are spiritually intoxicated. That is a higher happiness. So therefore, this is just a glimpse of what material intoxication is. So similarly, when becomes intoxicated with power, one thinks that he has so much of his wealth. He has so many people to follow. And it will go on eternally. That is the biggest illusion. So, nothing remains permanent in this material world. Everything is gradually taken away. We may try hard. Our wealth, our strength, our fame. Somebody may be famous at certain point of time. So many people following. But after some time, some other person comes, he becomes more famous. And people forget the first person. And it's very miserable for that person. So, these kings, when they were liberated from that situation, they saw the Supreme Lord coming to who had liberated them, who had freed them from such suffering. And they saw the Supreme Lord with such effulgence, golden, yellow, silken dhoti, wonderful peacock feather, Shivatsa mark on the chest, Vaijanti mala on the neck, and so much of opulence, earrings, and so much of effulgence they saw. Lord has come to rescue them. So just by seeing the Supreme Lord, all their previous sinful activities were purified. They came to the higher understanding that the Supreme Lord has saved them from such miserable situation. And when they were in that situation, they were really repentful. They understood that their mistake, and they are praying to the Supreme Lord that they will not commit that mistake again in the future. So, when the Supreme Lord saved them, they were offering prayers and they were telling that we were young and we were getting intoxicated and now we have become old. Because the old age is such a thing that which humbles everyone. As long as one is very young and strong and thinks that he can conquer everything. But time factor is so powerful that they realize that they will think that we will conquer everything. But they understood that time factor is so powerful which has defeated them. Which has defeated their intoxicated situation. They came to the proper conclusion. And they were praying to the Supreme Lord that please give us the benediction that we don't forget. That is the higher thing. We don't mind getting suffered from the hands of Jarasandha. In fact, they were saying that it is not his fault also. He is simply an instrument. It is according to our karma that we were put into this situation. They were taking the complete responsibility of their activities. Not that he had done so much atrocities to us. Thank you for saving us. No. they took complete responsibility that yes, we did the wrong things. Now we will not do anything wrong. We completely surrender to you. And even you, we don't desire even heavenly planets. They came to that conclusion also that even the going to heaven, because sometimes there is a chance that one may be sent to heaven. Somebody has some still desires, some material desires, still thinking that let me, maybe for a moment, I want to go in the heaven. So one will be sent to heaven. And one moment means on the heavenly planets could be many, many years. And one may lose that opportunity to go back home, back to what? To develop that higher consciousness. So they were very careful. No heaven. You don't want to go to heaven also. We want to remember your lotus feet always. That is the higher realization. Because whether one is in a miserable situation, if one is able to remember the lotus feet of the Lord, then that is a liberation. And one may be in a very opulent situation, but he forgets the mercy of the Supreme Lord, that because of him we are put into that situation. And there are greater chances most of the times that when we are put in a good position, we forget the Supreme Lord. We don't remain grateful to him. So therefore, they were very careful. They were telling that we don't want to forget your lotus feet. So in this way, they completely surrendered to the Supreme Lord. And the Supreme Lord also, he was very happy to see them developing this kind of consciousness. That they had become Krishna conscious now. They were remembering him and they want to go back to him. They don't want to suffer in this material world, or even they don't want to rule their kingdoms. They were simply happy to see the Supreme Lord and to be able to serve him. So the Supreme Lord, he gives the examples of some other demons. Hayo Nahusho Veno Ravano Narko Pare Shimadat Brahmshita Stanat Daiva Daitya Nareshwara. Lord is saying that Hayo Nahusho Veno Ravana Narko and many other rulers of demigods, men and demons, fell from their elevated position because of infatuation with material opulence. So Supreme Lord also has his kind of database. Database of demons and those who fell from the material intoxication. We have a database of devotees. Datum Damodar Chaitanya Prabhu is maintaining. Supreme Lord also has his way of remembering everyone and maintaining life after life. He knows he can maintain soul wise. We have in this lifetime whatever one has achievements, he can maintain. But he can maintain what he did in the previous life, in the first life, next life, life after life. He can maintain all those records. And his server never fails. He has so much of huge database and memory that he never fails. He remembers everything. And immediately he can tell top-notch demons, the names of top-notch demons. Is the Hayahaya, Nahusha, Veena, Ravana, Naraka. And in purport it is explained that how Hayahaya, stole the desire cow of Jamadagni, Kamadhenu cow. And Parashuram, he killed him. So these demonic tendencies have been existing in all ages. It is not that in today's age only there are some terrorists and they are trying to create havoc. There may be, definitely they really create havoc and they really disturb everything. But here the Lord is citing the examples of universal terrorists, those who created havoc in the entire universe. And so many times Lord has to personally intervene, that he had to come and really rectify the situation. Parshuram in his earlier incarnation, he had to really chastise all these Kshatriyas, because again the same thing, they were given power but they were misusing that power. And whenever the power is misused, Supreme Lord has to intervene. And sometimes he intervenes personally, or sometimes he intervenes in a different way. He will give some disease to that person, he will make him invalid or something, by which his power is taken away gradually. And ultimately death takes away everything from the person. So therefore, Supreme Lord has given these examples. Nahusha, who became puffed up when he temporarily assumed the post of Indra. He was given the post of Indra. Indra had killed Vritrasura and was hidden in the lotus stem. So that time Nahusha had taken the post of Indra, and he thought that now I am Indra, and he thought that Indra's wife is now my wife. And he thought, he took that extra privilege. He went out of his limits. So that time the Brahmanas, they made him fall down from that position. Then Vena, Ravana, Naraka, so many demons are there who misuse their powers. And when leaders misuse their powers, people become disturbed. And we can see that in today's world also, leaders are supposed to take care of everyone, follow everything properly in their personal lives. But if they don't follow, immediately there are scandals. Everything is in the media and they have to give up their post. So therefore, when this kind of mentality, the wrong mentality, has to be rectified. And when somebody remembers the Supreme Lord, then one can remain in that higher consciousness. And these kings, those who became liberated, freed from the Supreme Lord, they came to that understanding that the real power, or the right use of the power, is to serve the Supreme Lord, or to engage all the citizens in the service of their Lord and to elevate their consciousness. Hare Krishna. Anybody has any questions or comments? ग्रंथराज श्रीमद्भागवतम की जय। श्री प्रभुपाद की जय।